On April 4, 2008, Tim Flannery, the author of The Weathermakers, was speaking in Toronto, Canada. Here's just a little clip from that speech where he describes the way electric cars will be installed in Denmark to replace oil-based transport.
I was in Denmark last week. I chair something called the Copenhagen Climate Council. It includes a group of businesses from East Asia, including Communist China. We have major energy generators on our council, as well as European generators and some American companies. And we're all pledged to keep the level of greenhouse gas pollution below the dangerous threshold. Last week, a big wind energy company in Denmark called Dong Energy announced a partnership with an Israeli-US company called Better Place. It was the most innovative and exciting announcement because what they said they were going to do was basically shift Denmark's transport, private transport, motor vehicle transport, from a fossil fuel base to a sustainable base. Dong Energy announced that they were going to electrify one out of every six parking spaces in Denmark by the end of 2009. That is hundreds of millions of euros worth of investment just there. They were also going to roll out battery exchange stations across the country. Better Place, for its part, had developed a whole lot of really smart technology around electric cars, and they've gone into partnership with car manufacturers to produce these really sexy and really fast electric cars. They're great things. They're things that anyone would be very, very happy to drive, particularly if you like speed and acceleration. The talk on these things is fantastic. But the idea is that you'll top up your car with juice just a bit like you top up your mobile phone. You pull into an electrified place, plug in, the grid will recognise who you are, charge you for the amount of electricity you use, and you'll drive off. When you go to a battery exchange, the battery just lifts straight out of the back of these cars. You put another one in, it'll take you less time than it does to fuel up with gasoline. This is really happening. I mean, this by 2010, this is going to be a significant part of the Danish system. The government, we had the Vice Prime Minister there, who announced a tax holiday on electric cars until 2012, which is significant in Denmark because tax on motor vehicles there is 180%. So this is an amazing program. Why would Dong Energy, a wind company, be part of this, you might think? The reason is that overnight they generate a lot of electricity with their wind turbines, but they don't have a market for that electricity. At the moment, it goes to waste because no one's drawing the electricity down. They figure that if they can be charging car batteries with that electricity, they will have found a market for a product, a valuable product they don't have a market for at present. I never thought I'd see the day, you know, when wind turbines would be driving the oil people out of business. But that's what we're starting to see. Incredibly exciting time to be around. Those sort of initiatives that where you see crossover technologies and new partnerships, I think are just going to become very, very important in future.